Thanks for tuning in to Aggregate Sound on WRCT.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mach radio program right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mach's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked down the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banksy-Bar. I know you love the pain you've got. Never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Takes a lot. Take me in and draw the rain. Take me in and draw the rain.
From his 1973 solo debut, Brian Ferry wrapping up that first set of music with his cover of the Bob Dylan penned A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Also played some Wilco in there from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot with a camera. The Beta Band gave us Dry the Rain. Pulled that off of the 3 EPs release they put out, and started the entire set with this dude named Lou Reed. Yeah, Lou Reed from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. People call me the Mockster, so my name is Mock. You're listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program, so you can't call me Mock as long right now as you normally would if it was a regularly live Friday night show. But yeah, just want to let you know, that's what we're doing. That is what we're doing, is we are taking part of... Well, we're actually taking my show from Friday, February 25th of 2022. And we're going to play parts of that, including the mock, which comes up top of the hour. And then I'm taking other songs from that show and replaying them for you in like a little abridged version called the Viva La Mock radio program Encore. Hey, gotta remind you to pull up a chair because it's breakfast for dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. What's included on the breakfast menu? Things like power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that can really feed the mind and goes well with milk. It's Sunday nights at 11 p.m. here on WRCC, and he has an encore performance Thursdays at 1. I'm feeling a little hungry, so why not have some breakfast for dinner right now?
Someone needs a mind to rational, a quizzing on my Place while Beckett and Blue and Rose and Red fight for all I know be dead. want that trust you walk about. Now is that the teasing clowns has pushed me up? Now is that the tougher, tougher, tougher.
That is the band Spy Genius doing their version of the classic Squeeze tune, Is That Love. Pulled that off their Blow Their Covers release, which came out within the last year, actually, a bunch of cover songs. So, of course, it gets the attention of the Mockster. Speaking of releases that came out within the last year, this one came out within the last 6 weeks, probably. Brand new Elvis Costello and the Imposters before the Spy Genius. The new name. The name of the new album is called The Boy Named If. Penelope Halfpenny is the track that you heard. Also played something from Lanny Flowers' brand new disc, literally out now. It is out. It just came out. Album's called Flavor of the Month. You got to hear Where Did All the Fun Go? And started off the entire set. From, I think, 1978, some XTC asking, is this pop? Is it? Indeed, the secret answer is yes. Yes, it is. This is also me, the Mockster. So this is Mock. You know, you can reach me on a Friday night. If you're listening to my show on a Friday night, you can reach me in the studio by calling the request line any other night, day, evening, morning. You got to use the email because I'm not in the studio at those points. Like right now, I'm not in the studio. I'm just going to tell you that. So don't call, but you can send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com and let me know what you want to hear. Gar out in West Mifflin actually did that. He said, Mockster, I got to let you know that we have just passed the anniversary of the birth of George Harrison, and I'd love it if you could play my favorite George Harrison song. And then he was like, but I know you and you're probably going to play a George Harrison cover. So then he actually gave me suggestions of covers of that song that maybe I should play, which I appreciate. I totally do appreciate. You know what's going to happen? He's right. I am going to play a cover of that song, but I'm not going to play any of the covers he suggested because maybe he's never heard this one. Gar, have you heard this one? It's Pete Greenwood doing Savoy Truffle.
Cream tangerine and turnaround, ginger sling with a pineapple heart. Coffee dessert, yeah, you know it's good news. Could have to have a more polite. taste all the time we're apart. Coconut for a drink blows down those blues. But you'll have to have them all pulled out after the Samar truffle.
That's Versus doing their version of ELO's Shangri-La. Wrapping up really kind of a quick set of music there for you. Felt compelled to play that one because Agar, who requested the song before that, which was Savoy Truffle, originally done by the Beatles, penned by George Harrison, but I played the Pete Greenwood version. He emailed me from the Shangri-La of southwestern Pennsylvania, and we know that as West Mifflin. Hey, how about some more music of this encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program after this quick message?
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We should probably get back into more music, right? Right? You know, by law, we've got to play a certain number on amount of Canadian artists. That's the law. Wait, no, that's the law in Canada. That's not the law here. But why not play yet another Canadian artist? New pornographers.
Not a lot of fun.
Bills today, when I leave my knife.
Recorded live at the Cat's Cradle back in 1998. That is some Archers of Loaf here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was in that set of music? You're like, Moxer, where'd you go? Where'd you go? Well, I'm still here. What else? I don't even know what else. Before that, from the Revenge album. It was
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Welcome to another edition of Tu Veux Laver Human Name here on WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 7 o'clock here, and it's time for the WRCT radio music calendar. Things going on around town. There's a few things on here. Cinema in the Parks, various city parks, June, July, and August. Pittsburgh City Parks presents its annual Movies in the Parks this summer. Beginning in June, movies will be shown outdoors in various parks around the city, including Flagstaff Hill and Shenley Plaza. The movies begin in June with a series of pop-up movies at various locations. Check the website or social media for more information. This year has a whole list of what is playing the various nights. Wednesdays are at Flagstaff Hill, Sundays are at Shenley Plaza, and Fridays are at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. For more information and a list of the movies at each location, visit pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema. Fiber Art International Brewhouse Association, which is at 711 21st Street in Contemporary Craft at 5645 Butler Street, June 3rd to August 20th, Fiber Art International 2022 is the 24th in a series of juried exhibitions held in Pittsburgh that is open to textile artists worldwide. The exhibition is recognized around the world as a benchmark in the medium of fiber that documents trends and innovations in the field. The exhibition includes innovative work rooted in traditional fiber materials, structure, processes, and history, as well as art that explores unexpected relationships between fiber and other creative disciplines. Fiber Art International will be on display June 3rd through August 20th at two locations, the Brewhouse Association at 711 21st Street in the South Side, and at Contemporary Craft, 5645 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. An opening exhibition will be held at both locations on June 3rd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. For more information, visit fiberartinternational.org. All right, concerts going on around town. Today is the 22nd of May. There's a bunch of stuff going on. You could probably still make this evening around 8. Mr. Smalls has King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Jess Cornelius. Thunderbird has Slater with Love Leo. Funhouse at 8:30. And Mr. Smalls has Hemlock with Pat Coyle and St. Agatha. Tomorrow, Monday, Stage AE has Asking Alexandria and Nothing More with Atreyu, Eva Under Fire. Crafthouse at 7 has Infected Rain with Gone in April, Drown in the Deep. Greer Cabaret Theater at 7 has Cheetah Rivera, A Legendary Celebration, Night 1 of 3. Roboto Project at 7 has Generation Suicide, Dark Thoughts, and De Rodillas. Club Cafe at 8 has Handsome Jack with Regal Sweet. Jurgles has Tristan Tritt at 8. And Mr. Smalls has Battles with Living World on Monday. Tuesday, the 24th, Career Cabaret Theater Backstage Bar has E-Squared featuring Robbie Supersax and Brian Edwards. 7:30, Career Cabaret Theater has the second night of Cheetah Riviera. Roboto Project at 7 has Stuck Lucky, Flying Raccoon Suit, and Dissident. Craft House has Bit Brigade with Super Guitar Brothers. Club Cafe at 8 has Patrick Sweeney with Mike Fraser. Jurgles at 8 has Jackal. And Mr. Small's Theater at 8 has the Afghan Whigs. If you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue and would like us to list your events in your music calendar, please send an email with all the details, date, time, place, and performers to music-calendar@wrct.org. All right, a lot of new music this evening, so let's get right into it.